Sci-Fi Audio presents Shadow Ops Control Point by Mike Cole, narrated by Corey Jackson.
Flight. Latent has become part of the magical jargon. It used to mean folks who were channeling magic but hadn't yet realized it. Now everyone from the unmanifested to the professional military sorcerer is considered latent. It's the catch-all for anyone touched by the Great Reawakening and a sign of how quickly we've adapted to this new reality. John Bronk, Staff Research Associate, Oxford English Dictionary. Chapter 1. Assault. Alex Brin, Spy 7 News, Washington, D.C., reporting on the block incident. Coming to you live from the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., where we have just been informed that a Selfer incident has collapsed the memorial with an unknown number of tourists trapped inside. An SOC intervention team is inbound, and we will continue with regular updates as the situation unfolds. They want me to kill a child, Lieutenant Oscar Britton thought. The monitor showed a silent video feed from a high school security camera. On it, a young boy stood in a school auditorium. A long-sleeved black t-shirt covered his skinny chest. Silver chains connected rings in his ears, nose, and lips. His hair was a spray of mousse and color. He was wreathed in a bright ball of fire. Billowing smoke clouded the camera feed, but Britton could see the boy stretch out a hand, flames jetting out past the camera's range, engulfing fleeing students who rolled away, beating at their hair and clothing. People were running, screaming. Beside the boy stood a chubby girl, her dyed black hair matching her lipstick and eye makeup. She spread her arms. The flames around the boy pulsed in time with her motions, forming two man-sized and shaped peaks of flame. The fire elementals danced among the students, burning as they went. Britton watched as the elementals multiplied, four, then six. Wires sparked as the fire reached the stage. The girl's magic touched them as well, the electricity forming dancing human shapes, elementals of sizzling energy. They lit among the students' fingertips, crackling arcs of dazzling blue lightning. Britton swallowed as his team shuffled uneasily behind him. He heard them make room for Lieutenant Morgan and his assaulters, who entered the briefing room and clustered around the monitor, still tightening straps on gun slings and slamming rounds into their magazines.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?